J.D. Vance tells Kamala Harris to look in the mirror to see face of disloyalty. By Elizabeth Weibel on August 3, 2024. Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., gave Vice President Kamala Harris a crash course on loyalty. After she had been questioning his and former President Donald Trump's loyalty, telling her to look in the mirror to see the face of disloyalty. During a rally from Atlanta, Georgia on Saturday, Vance blasted Harris's positions on the open border, illegal immigration, and the economy, comparing them to what he and Trump believed. "We can handle the made-up attacks by Democrats and by the media because we're used to it by now," Vance told the crowd. "But, here's something I can't stomach about Kamala Harris, is when she has the nerve to question our loyalty to this country. And, she does. Well, here's what President Trump and I believe about loyalty. Loyalty to this country is closing our border, not opening it up. Loyalty is making life more affordable, not causing inflation because you can't stop sending money like a drunken sailor. Loyalty is safeguarding Medicare for American citizens, not bankrupting it by sending it to illegal aliens, which is what she wants to do," Vance continued. "Loyalty is protecting Lack and Riley, not allowing an illegal immigrant to take her life. Loyalty is serving in the United States Marine Corps, something I am proud to have done. Loyalty is taking a bullet for this country, something Donald J. Trump did. Kamala Harris, if you want to see the face of disloyalty, look in the damn mirror." This is not the first time that Vance has ripped Harris for her remarks questioning his loyalty to the United States. During a rally in St. Cloud, Minnesota, Vance mentioned remarks Harris had made, implying that he would be a rubber stamp to Trump's agenda and would be loyal only to Trump. At the rally in Minnesota, Vance asked Harris what she had done to question his and Trump's loyalty. Vance, 39, served in the Marines in a combat zone during the Iraq War and is the first ever Marine veteran on a presidential ticket of a major party. He would be the first millennial vice president if Trump wins the election. The Republican senator from Ohio enlisted in the Marine Corps after graduating from high school. During an interview with Fox News, Vance was asked about how his time in the Marine Corps had impacted him. He explained that his time in the Marine Corps intersects with his time in the Senate, adding that he factors in what the right reasons are when asking kids to go to war for the country. Editor's note: this article was amended to note that Vance served in the Marines in a combat zone during the Iraq War.